Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Like a herd of droughted cows headed for water, the members of the Montana legislature are heading home en masse today to begin their four-day transmittal break. Those who live close to Helena are fortunate. They get to see their families on a regular basis. Those from the remote parts of the state may only get home one or two times each session. Our government affairs team headed home yesterday and will be back in Helena on Monday for the start of the second half. It's kind of like halftime at the Super Bowl, only there's no halftime show. In fact, within an hour of the House and Senate adjourning, the Capitol resembles a morgue. That said, as with halftime at any event, it's time to evaluate our performance in the first half. In a word, it was good. The bad bills died and the good bills are still moving through the process. At this point, Planned Parenthood and other abortion providers are scrambling to stop a host of pro-life bills, and for the most part, their only hope is the governor. House Bill 104 would criminalize offenses involving the death of an unborn child. You'll recall that this is the Lacey and Connor Peterson bill. If someone assaults a pregnant woman and her baby dies as a result, then the state would recognize two victims. 37 states and the federal government have this law. It's just plain common sense, and it's time that Montana pass it as well. Another good bill is House Bill 391, requiring parental consent when a minor gets an abortion. This would strengthen Montana's parental notification law that passed in the last election by 71%. For those appalled by Helena's comprehensive sex education curriculum beginning in kindergarten and the plan to push it statewide, there's House Bill 239, which would require parental permission before anything of a sexual nature can be taught to kids. It doesn't tell the schools what to teach, it just puts parents back in the driver's seat. It would also stop schools from contracting with groups like Planned Parenthood to teach sex education classes. House Bill 310 would prohibit lawsuits for wrongful birth, such as the one filed in Gallatin County when a couple's daughter was born with cystic fibrosis. In addition to the pro-life bills, there are also bills that enhance religious freedom. House Bill 217 would stop churches from having to register as political ballot committees when they speak out on issues like same-sex marriage and abortion. It passed the House and is now awaiting action by the Senate State Administration Committee. Senate Bill 181 is also a religious freedom bill that would exempt health care sharing ministries from state insurance laws. It passed the Senate and is headed to the House. On the education reform side, all of our bills are still alive. The only one that technically died was the charter school bill. It failed a third reading vote in the House, but another version was just introduced in the Senate yesterday. We also have the tax credit scholarship bill that passed the Senate and is now in the House, and bills for education savings accounts, scholarships for kids with disabilities, tuition tax credits, and a host of other bills to allow struggling students to find a school that works for them. So as you can see, we finished the first half in good shape. Now it's time to press on toward the goal and adjournment sometime toward the end of April. It's our privilege to bring you the play-by-play and the analysis that you need to stay informed. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.